Andy and I started the Cold Cock Band years ago. I'm going to say, I moved back to Detroit in 1976. It was probably 1976 or 7 that we started Cold Cock. I had lived in New York prior to that for about a year. And, I obviously before that I lived here, just things really sucked. So I left with a friend of mine, moved to New York for a while. And that was a true education at that point for me as far as different things I could see and what was going on musically. The guy I moved there with was his dad was a drummer. He's a drummer. And he's way into jazz, although he played in the area in a number of rock bands, and throughout the area and all the clubs and all that sort of stuff, the whole scene. And it worked out pretty well. Coming back here, ended up playing with them, and then just doing the sound for a bar band, four sets, 4 45 minutes a night in different places. But I wanted to do something else, something more of what I was seeing. Started in New York with, the Ramones, the Shirts, the Talking Heads, and Blondie, and, TV, and television, and all those kind of things. And Andy was into it because he was living, I think, England for a while and saw pretty much the same thing and wanted to do it. So we hooked up, made a plan, and we wrote a lot of tunes together. Typically, I would write the words, and he would write the lyrics. I might come up with the title of the song, what I was thinking, or whatever, and he would either do the same and or write all the lyrics to the song.